Plans to put a dam on one of Washington's most scenic rivers has been called off. The Snohomish County Public Utilities District says it has a better plan for the area on the Skykomish River near Index. Opponents of the project say it's still too early to declare a victory. More from KPLU environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Snohomish County PUD was planning an inflatable weir for the bend in the river near Sunset Falls, not far from Index. They said they had a design that would rise and fall with the river, making it safe for endangered fish runs and minimally disruptive to the scenic value of the area. Environmental groups and local property owners disagreed and came out in force to raise their objections with federal regulators. Now the PUD says it has a better plan.
We no longer need a dam, weir, or in-river structure.
Assistant General Manager Kim Moore says the utility's extensive studies of the area led them to see that they could forego the dam, but still put turbines and a tunnel in at the bend in the river near Sunset Falls. And Moore says it would still produce enough power for about 10,000 homes on average, but would save $10 million and a whole season of construction work.
We've just come up with better designs that accomplish, again, reduced cost, reduced impacts, reduce construction. We know the area much better now than we did a year ago.
Opponents of the project say it's risky to divert any water from a river that is home to endangered salmon and that is one of just a handful in Washington that are designated as state scenic waterways.
There have been only four total rivers that have made that cut, and the Skykomish is one of them.
Andrea Motzke is a local property owner and president of a new group called Wild Washington Rivers. She says she'll keep fighting any hydro project at Sunset Falls, whether a dam is involved or not, because it's an inappropriate place to put an industrial project. Among the mounting concerns is the potential for mudslides in the area.
This is an unstable area. Why would they be risking people, even their workers, by bringing in heavy equipment and blasting?
The PUD says it's still one of the best potential areas they have for developing new sources of alternative energy. And it's early days yet. The new plan must be submitted to federal regulators, and getting it licensed would likely take at least 3 years. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.